Monday, March 11th, present is Representative Ellis, we'll go backwards, I guess, Representative Hudson, Representative Taylor, Representative Hanlon. Today, we're hearing House Bill 46. We do have a CS before us regarding the Alaska Aerospace Development Corporation. I want to make a few opening comments about it. The CS for you is dated today, so you may not have seen this one prior to the meeting. It does incorporate a few comments made by the university and the administration. We do have members of the administration here to testify this evening. We hope to have Brian Rogers from the university. He is, in fact, as I understand it, touring Commissioner Olds of Poker Flat this afternoon and intends to call in on his either from the flat or on his way back or on when he gets back to his office. We also have, is Jeff here yet?
Yes, he's not.
Oh, exactly. Well, we have attorneys galore, should we need them, to discuss some of the points brought up by the administration, as well as a memo Representative Taylor we had drafted to partially in response to your concerns. I further would note that the fiscal notes are in the packet, zero for the university and a little over $300,000 for the Commerce Department, which I know Larry Galloway would be glad to explain should we have any questions. It is the intention of the chair, with the will of the committee, to move the bill on, simply to do that, to move it along. I have the cooperation, I've already spoken to Representative Finkelstein, Labor and Commerce, that will get a full airing there for any concerns that we may not be able to address, but it may come up subsequently. With that, let's start on our... meanwhile, one other thing I'll pass around that you can be looking at, some information from the Hawaii Office of Space Industry, which runs the their version of the authority, Hawaii Space Development Authority, just for you to look at. I don't have extra copies. With that, I'd like to call to the table, if I may, Bob Ulmer, who is here from the governor's office, to speak on House Bill 46. If you would, Bob, welcome to the committee and state your name and for the record and so
Thank
on.
Thank you. Nice to be here. My name is Bob Ulmer. I'm Chief of Operations in the governor's office, and I'm speaking on behalf of the office. We're very much in favor. The governor is extremely interested in this project, Microstat, and in the launching facilities utilizing it for commercial use at Poker Flats. There's the potential, he realizes potential for the state of Alaska of several hundred million dollars, and some people say it could be in the billions of dollars. Commercial launching is approximately 5 years old internationally, worldwide. And Microstat would like to launch here before anywhere else. The country of Norway is interested, and they would provide everything immediately if they'll come over and launch from there first. We would like to have that opportunity here, as well as Hawaii is interested and have been in contact with Microstat. It would bring approximately 250 full-time jobs to the city of Fairbanks within a two-year period. And then I've also been in contact with Louis Parenza, Vice President of the University of Alaska, who is working with us as a liaison between the university and the governor's office, and he is has indicated they're very interested. They believe that the bill, Bill 46 that you submitted fits their program, and they're interested in having it work that way, so that the university is involved, but there's a separate corporation.
Thanks, Mr. Ballmer. Are there any questions for Mr. Ballmer from the governor's office? By the way, I do appreciate someone coming down from the governor's office to enunciate the administration policy.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Any questions?
All right.
Again, can you guys stay around in case you're...
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you. Mr. Galloway, Larry, you're up next on the sign-up sheet.
Larry Galloway.
We're not on teleconference yet unless Brian Rogers calls in, so don't worry about it.
Mr. Chairman, Larry Galloway, Department of Commerce and Economic Development Special Assistant.
Excuse me, for the record, we have been joined by Representative Kett about 5 minutes ago.
Individuals from the Department of Commerce have went over the bill several different times. We think that the bill is to a point that it can pass from committee, and we also take the stand that it's a good bill, and anything that could possibly be changed, have the time to be changed before it hits the floor.
That concludes your comments. Brevity is in order, Mr. Speaker. Representative Hanley.
On the fiscal, for some reason I don't have the Commerce fiscal. I probably didn't bring it with my packet, or it should be in the ballot. Right here.
On a little paper clip.
Oh, on the fiscal.
There.
No, I wanted the Commerce one.
Labor, Commerce.
Administration. There was a $300,000 on it.
Right.
Tonight.
I don't have that one either, Mr. Chairman. If it's one of those from the Department of Commerce.
It is in my packet, but I apologize if it's not in yours. We'll get them right away. I also want to note there was an additional fiscal note from the Department of Administration, Division of Risk Management, which was a zero fiscal note. And staff is making copies right now of it. So you haven't seen it yet then, Representative.
Yeah.
Perhaps you could explain it, Mr. Galloway, while it's being copied.
The $2,500, we felt that the executive director of 26A with benefits would be $90,100 a year. We felt that the secretary for the executive director would be $36,300. We figured travel for the department would be $20,000 for the executive director. Board meetings for a year would be $12,000. Honorarium would be $5,600. Office space, 500 square foot. That $2 a foot would be $12,000 per year. Professional services, that's bond counsel, engineering, and actuarial would be around $100,000. Utilities, phones, and other would be around $6,000. Office supplies would be $1,500. Equipment, the telecopier would be $3,000. Computer and word processing would be $10,000. Furniture would be $6,000. For a fiscal year, 92 total of $302,500. We have from Microsoft today received, and we will make this available to y'all, that they, Microsoft alone looks to do from 720 launches a year from Cocoa Flat. And each launch could bring more than $150,000 in user fee to the Poker Flat facility. And Dave Remser has a copy of this, Mr. Chairman. Yes. And I don't know if he has it in y'all's packet yet, but.
Is this the one dated just tonight?
A few minutes ago.
Okay.
At 20 launches a year, what's that, $3 million? So the corporation should be self-sustaining other than the first year.
Representative Hanley,
you've
had a chance to look at it.
Sure. On the self-sustaining part, obviously, the $150,000 a year there must be some cost involved to the university or to the corporation in putting on a launch as well. I would suspect that that's a net, $150,000 would it be?
Sir, we don't know. I wouldn't know at this time, but I know that the university's fees would not be a total of $3 million or absorb it all. And of the $150,000 per launch, it wouldn't seem to me that we would be able to recover. Two launches would pay the skeletal physical note. If the corporation became larger and we decided to add engineers and other things, or as the legislature of the corporation would deem necessary, then we'd have to justify it some way as we look at it.
What kind of capital output investment are we looking at to get this thing up and running? I mean, it assumes that we're going to be able to go with it.
Hopefully $3.4 million will bring Poker Flat to the point of launching the Orbital Express, which is the particular vehicle that we're talking about that Microsat wants to orbit. The university system has asked for more money for larger rockets, but that's not our intent at this time to do that. We simply want to be first in orbit commercially and beat the pack. I have also received additional information that you received, Mr. Chairman, that there are 20 other sites very interested in these people. They're going to be the first to fly.
Mr. Galloway, regarding the capital needs of the facility that you just mentioned, I know you may not know the answer to this or may not be able to say at this point, but is there any consideration being given in the governor's supplemental?
Yes, sir.
So they're considering it.
We have until Friday to present our facts and figures, and we just received this information that you just received to add to it, but we're looking to put in a supplemental $3.4 million in economic developments to make sure that it doesn't end up in the university's fund, general revenue fund, and it goes for the infrastructure of the poultry fat line facility itself.
Appreciate that information. Any further questions? Representative Choquette.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Taylor, the concerns, Robin, that you voiced last time we met on this subject, I see there's been a number of changes in the work draft. Does it address your concerns for the most part?
Yeah, I think some of them have been addressed. It's going to take me a while to study this thing and get a better feel for it. I don't know, as an example, that we need to have a couple of things that are in there, but I also sit on Labor and Commerce, so I'll have an opportunity to take it up there.
I appreciate that comment. I'd be glad to work with you between now and then. Representative Hudson.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure who to pose this question to because, like Robin, you know, this is an extremely complex bill, and I see this as a market commodity that Alaska would have. And I see the board of directors, 9 members, predominantly university people. President of the university, 1 member of the board of regents, director of the Geophysical Institute, 1 faculty member of the University of Alaska, and really to some extent the director of the Science and Technology Foundation. It's almost 5 out of the 9, for the most part, are either directly or indirectly sort of university types. And I'm wondering if we're really trying to make this a marketable enterprise, wouldn't it be better to have the board of directors at least have somebody on there with marketing expertise? Now, I see you do have an expert with experience and understanding of the aerospace and commercial space industry. I don't know if that's technical, or maybe you could try to find somebody that has both technical as well as marketing background and how to deal. What kind of instruments do you cut with these people? What kind of liability do you, how do you prevent the liability and things of that nature? So, Mr. Chairman, while I again don't intend to hold this up because I want to review it a little bit more here, those are some questions that I would hope that that you'd be prepared to maybe get some answers for.
Well, Representative Hudson, would it with your satisfaction for if, for example, we change one of the public members to someone with substantial marketing expertise?
Well, either the public member or perhaps the faculty member of the University of Alaska, well, maybe that would be a good one to leave on there, but I personally don't quite understand why you need a member of the Board of Regents. That's a little bit like, I don't know what they would have to do with really creating this enterprise. Whatever the president of the university, he's on the board, and it seems like he would have to justify to the board any of the budget requirements that he might need in order to get the job done. But my personal views are is that I'd like to see somebody on there with some marketing background, some aerospace marketing background. And if you wanted to write that into the one member that has that aerospace or commercial space industry with emphasis on marketing, that might satisfy at least one of my concerns there.
Thanks, Brad. I'd be glad to incorporate that into the CS. In fact, I entertain a motion to adopt the CS. I should have done that at the beginning of the meeting for discussion purposes.
So,
Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Any further questions? I do have one other person on the witness list who's not here at the moment. Bob or did Bruce feel strongly about testifying, or you recorded for him?
He was going to be here with Lori Nottingham, and Lori's not here. Lori was going to be testifying. After this, she's been following this with him for the governor's office. So, and I haven't. I called up, and she's not in the office. I'm sorry.
Well, I just assume you're speaking for the entire governor's office on that. Representative Pitt.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Hudson, you know, you could complete any one of these members and add the sentence with marketing experience, or ask with marketing experience, even a member of the university that might be actively involved in marketing programs and this type of thing. But I see your concern.
That's quite well taken.
Perhaps on your the expert with experience and understanding of the aerospace or commercial space industry, with emphasis on marketing, because after all, that's what you're looking for.
Okay.
And I would move that on page 2, line 9, after industry, add with marketing. With emphasis on marketing, period.
Okay.
Having marketing expertise.
Any objections?
No.
If not, so moved. Representative Choquette.
If it pleases the chair, Mr. Kendall, I would like to make a move on this. I'll make a motion on this bill.
Without individual recommendations?
If it does please the chair, we can wait for Mr. Kendall.
I'll extend the invitation to Mr. Kendall to testify in the next committee.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that, I would make a motion that we move this bill out with individual recommendations.
Any objections? If not, so ordered.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
He and Dean.
I very much appreciate the cooperation of the committee on this legislation. I'd be glad to get with you on before the Labor and Commerce Committee.
Sure.
We have no meeting scheduled on Wednesday, so basically we're through till Monday. And at 5:32, the committee will adjourn.
I'll work with you. I'll get with the Labor and Commerce Committee.